Wednesday night, we're starting to do the Dorm Shir now. We did the 62nd Varalacha for the Shem Hashem, the meaning of Hoyohov Viviyya, the Ksiv, as opposed to the Kri, which was Aleph Dalad, which we did last night. And now we did Shem Hashem. Now we're up to the Nedarim Shia, the Iyun Shia and Maseches Nedarim. So I assume everybody's going to the next Gemara, yeah? Says hefer avle hefer abal hefer ha'av eno mufar. So the Gemara asks, "Hainu reisha?" The statement of Avihu Bailam Afirin Adoreha, the Chorus means that they both have to do it. Hainu reisha Avihu Bailam Afirin Adoreha. The Gemara answers, "Ma'u detema o havia o baila." The psukim don't say anything in favor. If anything, you would never be able to figure out at all how the Psukim teach us Avio Bailam Afirin Adoreha. Again, we're talking about a Nara Hamurasa, or a Ktana Hamurasa, if she's the last year before being a Gedola. Avio Baila, but only Mu'urasa, not Nasua. So if you look at the Psukim, it looks like the Baal himself would be Mayfair. So that's the next Sugya, the one that goes over to Samach Zayin Amud Beis, really goes through the Psukim and explains how we extract from the Psukim the Din HaMishnah. But, so the Psukim are of no help, so to speak. So if we read the Mishnah and all the Mishnah said was Nara Marasa Via Ubaila Mabirina Dareo, we would say it means Oha Via Obaila, either one. Katani, that the Mishnah means either one could do it. That's also Avia Ubaila. In Lashon HaGemara, it's Machlekes Tanoim all over Shas. Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, when the Torah says U, whether the Vav, Hachibur, it's called the conjunctive, I think, and, whether it means and or it means and or. So that's a Shaila in the Lashon HaPosuk. Here you see in the Gemara that in the Mishnah, if it would say Avia Ubailam Avirin Adareo, it would be a perfectly legitimate biur to say either one. They both can do it, meaning either one can do it. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah says Hefer Av, Hefer Bal, Hefer Bal, Hefer Av, Eino Mufar. So to explain the ratio.
If the Seifa explains the ratio, why do we need the ratio?
Because the ratio, I guess, is the statement of the din. You don't say the din Nara Marasa, because it is a chetz of an explanation. If you look, like, it wouldn't flow to say Nara Marasa hefer ha'av v'lo hefer ha'bal hefer ha'bal v'lo hefer ha'av eino mufar.
That's just not how the Mishnah talks.
If anything, it would say Nara Marasa. Hefrov, Hefrabal, Hefrabal, Hefrov, Eino Mufar, Achi Afuru Shnehem. It tells me the positive halacha, it doesn't tell me the negative. All this is a negative. Hefrov, Hefrabal, Hefrabal, Hefrov, Eino Mufar. So it wants us, it's certainly going to say the positive somewhere. So that's the. Now, if you look at the Parish of Rosh, it says, why doesn't it say Avihu Baila Mefirin Yachdav Yachad? So he says Ein Zeh Loshon HaMishnah. There's a certain literary style that Rebbe had, that, you know, you want the Mishnayos have to be, but they are in keeping with Rebbe's style. Okay, so that's, again, I want to remind you what I said in the first run, when the run said that afilu nedarim shenodra v'oda pnuya, and we said, why is it necessary? Like, well, it's true, but like, why did the run have to throw in this arcane halacha here? Is it really no geya? Is it so important for the run to say? Does he mean that that's the pshat in the Mishnah? Aviyu banim turn the rail, even the dorim that she was neider when she was a pnuya, like, it doesn't have to be the pshat in the Mishnah. Like, why is that so important? So we said that it's really a reflection that they're not two equal partners. That the reason they can be mayfair, the dorim shenodra v'oda pnuya, is because of the rule that orus mayfair b'kodmin. Even if the neder was made when there was no orus around, so the neder wasn't made birshuso. And if you remember, this is already becoming a chiddush. Not only is it kosher, is it not kosher, but it's already a chiddush. Because we said that the idea of a forest nedarim really is that the person, the girl, let's say, is in your reshut, the woman, the wife, the daughter, is in your reshus, the gabe haforas nedarim. It's not just the Torah said you can do something. She belongs to you. She's in your control. Reshus meaning control, we said. She's in your control, the gabe nedarim. So you might say, it would be very logical to say that if she made a neder before she was an arusa, when she was a pnuya, so only the father could be mayfair, or you might say only the father can be mayfair, and he can't because now there's an orus around too. So like nobody can, or it can't be mufer. So the chiddush is orus mayfair b'kodmin, that the orus has a right to be mayfair also. Again, the yom shomo was when he was an orus, of course. You know, but again, Shamo just means he heard about the nether. He heard about the nether. So she made the nether when she was Pnuya, and now the Orus heard about it after she was an Arusa, so now they both can be Mayfair because of the din of Orus Mayfair B'Kodmin. Kodmin meaning from the word Kodem. The nether was made before he was on the scene. And it really is a Chiddush, because the nether wasn't made when she was in his Rishus. The nether was made when she was only in the father's Rishus. But now that it's Hafara time, so now, of course, if the father was Mayfair when he heard about it and she hadn't yet become an Arusa, so the nether's gone, right? You don't have to worry about Orus Mayfair B'Kodmin. We're talking about she made the nether when she was a Pnuya, and then she became an Arusa, and now both the Orus and the father heard about it. So the nether was not made when she was in the Rishus of the Orus. Still, the Torah says, but she's in his Rishus now, and he has the power. He can exercise his shlita over her, we'll call. She can exercise the fact that he controls her nedarim producing capabilities. He controls her nedarim producing capabilities. So even though she made the neder before she came into his Rishus, so he has the rights to that too. That's called Orus Mayfair B'Kodmin. Now the Baal can't be Mayfair B'Kodmin. A full-fledged husband can't. If she made a neder when she was a pnuya, and she went through the stages, and now she's married, and now for the first time, the husband hears about the neder, the father's out of the picture, because she's married, so the father's out of the picture. And now the Baal is Mayfair B'Kodmin. The Baal is not Mayfair B'Kodmin. If he confirmed it, it's vital. Nothing more can be done.
Okay.
Nothing more can be done. So this you have an irony. Who has more of a dominant reshus over the woman? A Baal or an Orus? For sure a Baal, no question about it. Yet the Baal is not made for B'Kodmin, and the Orus is made for B'Kodmin. It's learned out from Sukkim, but there has to be a logic to it. Certainly if it's counterintuitive, so it's not going to make sense. Yeah, what? What? So why is the Orus Mayfair B'Kodmin? So ironically, it's because of his weakness. You find this a lot of time in the world. can't think of a good marshal, but I'm sure you can. Something is so weak, it just latches onto something else, but because it's latched onto it, right? So he can, because all he is an adjunct to the father, so he doesn't play enough of a role that we say, oh, he can't be made for Bekoldman, this nether was made before he came on the scene. He doesn't do that much. So the Ran, what am I driving at? The Ran in saying this din at the outset of the first Mishnah, when really, I mean, again, the din is true, but there's no reason for the Ran to throw this in. You know, there's a lot of din.
Can Gemara deal with this later?
What?
Does the Gemara deal with this thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
But the Ran said it right at the outset because, I think, because it explains right from the outset that you're not dealing with two equal partners. Naira Maroso via Baila Matirana Doreha. And since the Orus could be Mefer Bekodman, so it means and it shows that he's just an adjunct to the father. The best example I can think of, and this is really developed throughout the whole Perek, is that like if you need two signatures on a check, an institution needs two signatures on a check, but one guy is the CEO, and he's really the only guy that has the right to spend the money. It's his decision, he's the CEO. But there's checks and balances, you know, they want someone else, like, you don't want to give a guy total reshus, who knows what he can do. So you say the controller also has to sign. So you need two signatures, and if you only have one signature, the bank's not going to let it through. But it's clear that one signature is the man, the guy that controls the money, the guy that controls the purse strings. I don't know if maybe the controller does too, I don't know what. Controller just keeps everybody honest, right? Controller of a company makes sure you stay within budget. He tells you if you're hitting a warning edge. Yeah, right. He's like the guardian. So you want to hear what he has to say about this check. You want to know his opinion about the check. But he's not really making the decision to spend the money. It's the CEO. He's the guy. So the father's like the CEO. And the Oros is like the controller. So you need two signatures on that. That's what I think of it. I think so. Mamele can be made for Bekoldman because he's not really the guy that's doing it. He's not really doing it. He's going along for the ride. Okay, he's almost like agreeing with the Baals, with the Ovs Hafara. It's now again we want his opinion, and it won't be good without his opinion. Hey for Obla, hey for Abal, hey for Abal, hey for Ovain and Mufar. But so that's why the Ran throws that in. He has to be Mayfair, and if he's just quiet, the neder remains fulfilled.
Right. Okay.
So certainly if he says it's Kayan, you need his signature on the check. Okay, so that's, now...
What he's pointing out, though, is that we really don't see any raya that the Baal is, that the Av is stronger than the Orus.
You will as you learn the parak.
I'm just saying
it in the Ran. That's why the Orus could be Mayfair Bekoldman. Think about it for a moment. If I tell you a Baal cannot be made for Bekoldman, a husband, full-fledged, married, he can't be made for the Nadarim that she made before she was married. If the pshat is you had two people here, each of them with a full-fledged koach to be made for the Nadar, let's say, but because there's two, there's like two partners, two equal partners, so you need them both to agree. But if that would be the pshat, then the din of Orus Mefer Bekoldman would have no pshat. Why should he have more of a koach than a full-fledged husband? So the reason given in the Rishonim, I mean, it's psukim, but it has to be a logic. You can't say something illogical and blame it on the poor Torah. So the Rishonim all speak out. You know why? Because they don't say the word only. I'm meaning that word to be mazur what they're saying. Because he's made for Beshutfus the father. That's why. The Baal is made for alone. So he can't be made for Bekoldman, because she made the neder before she was under his control. But the Orus, he's made for Beshutfus the Av. So you know, you're supposed to stop and say, wait a second, so what? If they're two full-fledged deyazuggers, they're two full-fledged people who have, okay, what do you hold about this neder? And it's just Nebuch, like you have two partners. Each one holds that he can do everything himself. And Nebuch, he's stuck with the other guy. So what can you do? Why in the world would an Oros be able to be made for Bekoldin? The fact that he can only be made for Beshutfus of the father should make him weaker, not stronger. Gives him less koach, not more koach. Mapitoma gives him more koach. It's counterintuitive. The answer is because as we go through the parak, we'll see that the Oros is a nochschlepper. He's not the man. He is, you know, we want to hear what he has to say about the nether. So now you say, since his whole role is only meaningful with a shutzfus of the father, here's another example. If the father, if the Oros dies, the father could be made for a loan. The nether was made with a father and an Oros, Nara Marasa, and now the Oros dies. So the father could be made for the nether, but not vice versa. If the father died, the Oros can't be made for the nether. The Oros can only, you will never find the Oros being made for a loan. You will find the father being made for a loan in certain situations, even in an Arusa, but you will never find an Oros being made for a loan. That's the Ran's next line, that if she's a Bogeres, the Oros can't be made for. What I would love, look at the Ran, so I would like the Ran to say, because he's not really a husband. The answer is, Lagabi HaForos Adorim, he is. So all the Ran could say is because he can't be made for without the shutzos of the father. And when she's a Bogeres, she's not in the father's reshus anymore. A girl that gets married, Nisuin, not Kiddushin, Nisuin, is out of the reshus of the father, he's out of the picture. And a girl that becomes a Bogeres, 12 and a half years old, is the father's out of the picture. So the Ran doesn't say an Oros can't be Mayfair than the Dharma of a Bogeres because he's only an Oros. He says, well, he does, but only an Oros means because an Oros cannot be Mayfair without the father around. That means he has no koach to be Mayfair, really. Because we want his haskama, he could be Mayfair, he could say, I want the ned there. Mom, like the controller on the check, he could stop the check, he could give us okay. Okay. Now, the last statement of the Mishnah is very cryptic. Why is it cryptic? Bain Sarach Lo, so it says that only if one's Mayfair and the other one's not, it's not Mufar. Bain Sarach Lomar, Shekiyim Echad Mehem. And it goes without saying that if one was Mekayim, that the other one cannot be Mayfair. Not that one cannot be Mayfair alone. So certainly if one's Mekayim, the other one can't be Mayfair. So the obvious question is, if you can't win. If the Mishnah says it goes without saying, so the obvious question is, why do you have to say it for? And if you come up with a good teretz, then the question becomes, so why does it go without saying? So we're going to see. The Gemara and the Ran will deal with this. But it's, you know, it's not a common lashon, v'ein sorach lomar shekiya mechamen. But the Gemara's question is a deeper one. The Gemara just doesn't look at the lashon haMishnah and say, if it goes without saying, why'd you have to say it? The Gemara wants to know why it said it. The Gemara is going into the reason why it goes without saying. The Gemara asks, Lamali Lamisna, why do you have to say this Leas Bava? The Gemara doesn't ask like the cuter question that you yourself are saying it goes without saying, so why'd you say it for? But the Gemara is going into the kishkas of what it says, and it's asking, why does it have to say it? No, the Gemara doesn't accept that it didn't have to say it, and it said you don't have to say it. That the Gemara doesn't want to hear. Because the Mishnah wouldn't do such a thing. I don't know. Gemara says, so the Gemara is asking, why did the Mishnah say this then? Why? Hashti Eishloimer Hefer Zebeloi Zebeloi Klum Kiyam Echad Mehen Lomeli Tzricha Lamisni. Look at the Ran. The Ran explains. The Ran explains the question. Why, like, what's the... Alright, we didn't learn the first round of the Gemara, so we'll do that now. Hainu Reisho, Diyu Baila Mefirin Odareo, Dimashma Dafka Kishnei Mefirin, that's what it's Mashma. The Gemara answers, Mal de tema o haviha o baila. Lo sagi le de listening at shiafuru shnehem. The Rosh says it doesn't say at shiafuru yachad, because that's not a lashon ha-mishnah. But the Ran wants it to say at shiafuru shnehem. The itonohochi havamino, I might think that the lo sagi baforas habal ad the lefer ha'ov, avu baforas ha'ov l'chude sagi. Inami ipcha, uchadashaklinam b'tarminam b'holak kamon b'shmaitzim. We won't go into this too much. It gets a little confusing, even though it's not hard, but it's confusing. We'll see in the Gemara that the Gemara entertains the possibility that one needs the other, but the A needs B, but B doesn't need A. So if you'll say if B doesn't need A, so what is A's role here at all? If A needs B and B doesn't need A, so who cares about A? Why are we even talking about A? And the Gemara will say, because A could be Mekayim the Neder. That's, he plays a role that he controls the Neder to the degree that he could mess things up by being Mekayim it. So the way you express it, so maybe that's what his role is. In other words, maybe Avihu Baila, the dynamic is that really only one of them is actually Mayfair, and the other one could be a spoiler. It could be Mekayim the Neder. So that's why you need, and remember, Mekayim the Neder means being Shosek B'Yom Shama. So you might think that saying they both have to be Mayfair really just means that one has to be Mayfair and the other one has to be not Mekayim. But that means being Mayfair, since being quiet B'Yom Shama is automatically being Mekayim. So when you say he can't be Mekayim, you're also saying he has to be made for it, but he's not really being made for it. His hafara is really not meaningful. Because the father alone, because the other one alone could be Mayfair, has the koach to be Mayfair. He's just not being Mekayim. That's what you might think. And the Gemara goes through the Psukim and considers it. The reason we consider such weird division of powers, like, why can't you just be normal and say they're both Mayfair? Like, why are you thinking of such crazy? It's because the Psukim are very unclear. Because the Psukim don't reflect Avihu Baila Mefirin Adorehu. The Psukim, as they're written, reflect that just the Baal's Mayfair. Because if you open a Chumash and you read the Parsha in the Torah, there's just a Baal, there's a father being Mayfair before she, when she's a girl, and then there's two Parshios that talk about a husband being Mayfair. So, from that perspective, it only talks about the husband being Mayfair. On the other hand, the Gemara says, why would the Torah write twice that the husband's Mayfair? So one must be talking about Erisin, and the other one about Nesuin. Then the Gemara says, but if that's true, why would it have to write that by Nesuin, the Baal's Mayfair, if it's even Mayfair by Erisin? So it must be that he's Mayfair together with the Av. So everything is very nebulous in Torah Shebiksav. You don't really see it. So the Gemara struggles, and there's a whole Amud Gemara on the base, the Gemara struggles to say as little as possible. In other words, if you only know the father from an extra letter, so let's limit the koach of the father. Or if you only know the Orus is Mayfair because of a Kal V'Chomer, because or else why did the Torah have to write that a full-fledged husband is Mayfair? So then, again, you want to limit. So that's where the Gemara picks up this weird way of dividing their ability to be Mayfair. One's Mayfair and one could be Mekayim. So he's not really being Mayfair, but you need him to be Mayfair, because or else he will have been Mekayim. And he could be Mekayim, so Mayfair. But he's not really Mayfair. Really just the father's being Mayfair. So that's what the Ran says. If it just said, Naira Moroso, Avihu Baila Mefirin Adoreha, Yachad, or Shnehem Mefirin Adoreha, or Achi Yafuru Shnehem, we would still be able to misunderstand the exact division of powers. We might say they both have to be Mayfair, but really only one's being Mayfair. Okay, so that's what the Ran says. Velosagile, it's not enough to listen that it should say, Achiafuru Shnehem, the Eton Ohoki, Abamina, I would say, Velosagile, Haforas Baal, Adelay for Ho'ov, Abel Haforas of the Hude Sagi, I, what is the Baal in the picture for? The Makayim, that the Ram doesn't speak out, but the Gemara speaks it out. Inami Yipcha, that the father needs the Baal, but the Baal doesn't need the father, and it's just that the father could be Makayim. Within the Shaklina, the Tarina, Baal, and Kamon, we're going to have a whole omud of different possibilities that the Gemara is going to accept and reject and reject and accept.
But the reverse is true too. If the Baal hears about it first and he's Makayim, then the father doesn't have choice.
That's true.
So it's.
But we still want to reach the point where we know for sure that they both equally need to be Mayfair, positively, not just not Makayim. They both have a koach to be made for Haneder. And there's a huge nafkamina. A huge nafkamina. Let's say the father was the only one. Let's say she was an Arusa. And only the father heard about the Neder. And he was Mayfair. So if the Orus's koach is only to be Mekayim, then the Neder's Mufar. Because the Orus didn't even hear about it yet. So he has no say in this Neder. I'm talking about when she made it when she was an Arusa. But if only the father heard about it when he was Mayfair, now the Maskana, that Nara Moroso viu Bailam Fear and Dareha, meaning they both have to be Mayfair. So if she's a Nara Moroso and she made a Neder, and only the father knows about it, and the father was Mayfair, that Neder is not Mufar, because you need the Arus to be Mayfair also. If you only needed the Arus to not be Makayim, then if you didn't hear about the Neder yet, so father was Mayfair. It's over. But that's not the case. So I'm just saying, if the Mishnah wouldn't have spoken out this whole Arichus, we might have made a mistake about what the din indeed is.
I must have missed something. How do we see in the words Achi Yifru Shnehem that one would be enough? Is that what the Ram is saying?
No, you might think that even though they still... that you might still say that only one is the real power of Hafara, and the other one just has to not be Makayim. Now, in practical terms, that fits into the words of Achiyafuru Shnehem, because it means, but if you shosik biyom shamo, you're Makayim. I just gave a case where, so you'll say, well, then what's the difference? Why all the sophistry? What's the difference if you call it that the Orus is Mayfair, let's say, or you call it that the Orus just has to not be Makayim if he has to be Mayfair anyway. I want to give a practical difference. The practical difference is that she made the Neder when she was an Arusa, but the Orus didn't hear about it yet, and the father was Mayfair. So if you need them both to be Mayfair, the way the Ran says, that's the Maskana, and that's brought out by the Mishnah's Arichus, then the Neder's not Mufar, because we have to wait for the Orus. But if all the Orus's role is, let's say, is to not be Makayim, then if he didn't hear about it yet, like the father was Mayfair, and the father has enough koach to be Mayfair. So that's why the Mishnah didn't want to just say Achiyafru Shnehem, because we still might make a mistake in the understanding of the halacha. That's a very clear statement. You can't make any mistakes. Hey for Av, hey for Abal, hey for Abal, hey for Av, ain't no mufa. Now the next round. Kiyem Echelman Sricha the Misne. Again, the Gemara is asking a straightforward question. It's not asking the cute question, it's asking the straightforward question. So why did it say it? What's the Chiddush? Mitmiya. Davagav the Urche the Tana the Misne, Zuvain Sarfleim Azu. A lot of times you'll find the Mishnah that the Tana says, first, a bigger chiddush. A bigger chiddush, right? And then it says a smaller chiddush or less of a chiddush. A more common formulation in Mishnayos is lo zu av zu. It says two dinim in the Mishnah. The usual style in Mishnayos is called lo zu av zu. It says the bigger chiddush second. The Mishnah will tell you do dinim, and then it will say, not just the first din, but also the second din. Lo zu av zu. A much less common style is what the Ran here calls zu ve'ein tzorach lomar zu, where the Mishnah will say two dinim, and the first one will be the bigger chiddush, and the second one will be, well, of course. But so it's less common, but it is an acceptable style of the Mishnah. So the Ran wants to know what's wrong with saying this case of kiyem echad mehem. Like, what do you have to say it for? It's poshut like that. So the Mishnah is in the style of zu ve'ein tzorach lomar zu. So what's the big deal? So the Ran says, you're talking about it's a different case. So you could for sure extrapolate case B from case A. So the Mishnah will still say case B because of this style of zu ve'ein tzorach lomar zu. The Mishnah will write them both out. Even though case B can be extrapolated, even with the Kal v'chomer from case A, so the Mishnah writes it anyway, Tani lo, because that's a style, zu vein tzorach lomar zu. This is the very same case. You say one's mefer, the other one's not mefer. So if one's mefer and one's mekayim, that is one's mefer and one's not mefer. In fact, not only was he not Mayfair, but he was Makayim. That already the Mishnah doesn't need to say. It's the exact same case, just stronger, because he was also Makayim. That doesn't make sense to bother saying. That's not called Zu Vein Tzorach Lomar Zu.
It's like a Chomer Vekal.
That's called...
It's like a Vekal Vekomer. You're like teaching the opposite.
I don't know what you mean by that. I call it... That's called Yesh Bechal Masayim Moneh. It's the same case. Yesh b'chal Messiah Mona means, right? If I say 100, then I say 200, so I said 100, I just... If Adim say if someone owes someone $200, so it's nichal in the words that he owes him $100, because they said he owes him 100, and he even owes him more. So if I say if one's Mayfair and one's not Mayfair, it's no good. And then I say if one's Mayfair and one's not Makayim, and one's Makayim, so the Gemara is saying, that is the same case. He just did something else. The Mishnah certainly wouldn't say if one's Mayfair and one's not Mayfair, but he went to play ping pong. That the Mishnah wouldn't say. So why does it have to say if one was Mayfair and one was Makayim? That's all he did. Instead of going to play ping pong, he was Makayim. But the point is he wasn't Mayfair. So it's the exact same case. That's the Ran's point. That's why the Gemara is asking, why does it say the very same case, but a stronger version of it? Why do you say, right? Oh, stronger version. 2.1. Why do you need the stronger version? The old version was good enough. That's the Gemara's kasha. I'm about to, when you say Zu Vein Tzorach Lomar Zu, the Mili Dloi Domi Lado, they're not the exact same case. So one could be extrapolated from the other. You can learn out the second one from the first. It's the exact same case. The hefer echad the kiyem echad, hainu mamish hefer zeh below zeh, the adifamine. It's the exact same case and a little stronger. So then the Gemara certainly has a right to ask, why does it say it? All right, we'll learn the teretz tomorrow. It's not the teretz needs a full shear to learn it.